గుర్తుంచుకోండి, ఇవి మర్చిపోకుండా ముందుకెళ్ళాలి. చేత మొట్టమొదట మీ జీవితంలో మూలాధారం. మూలాధారం అంటే మీరు, మీ మూలాధారం ఉందా, అందులోంచి ఏ శక్తి వస్తుంది, అదేం లేదు. మూలాధారం అంటే సిద్ధి సాయి చెప్పిన రెండు మాటలు, సబూరి శ్రద్ధ. దాన్ని మనం ఇంగ్లీష్లో ఫర్గెట్ ఫర్గివ్. అంటే ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు గెట్ సంథింగ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు గివ్ సంథింగ్. సింపుల్ ఫార్ములా అది. మీ జీవితంలో అది ఎప్పుడు గుర్తుంచుకోండి. ఇదే కాదు, ఏదన్నా జీవితంలో నువ్వు బతికుండాలన్నా కూడా ప్రకృతిగా, ప్రకృతి బై ఇట్స్ ఓన్ వే గివ్స్ ఫ్రీ సంథింగ్ టు యూ, breath. But breath will not come to you by itself. You have to give out your breath inside. Then only you will get some breath inside. So to get breathing also, you have to give back your breath. And this gives another formula. You have to give what you have to give, not what you want to give. If you want breathing, the only thing you can do is by having air. None else in the world can give you breath. None. At any cost. But if you know breathing, you get it. So you will want to give something in life. You are giving. But when you want to give something, then only you will get something to get. That is the formula of the physical world. Everything, everything, everything. But we are not aware of it. The most costliest and which you will never get by itself, but without which you can live, is breath. And I just understand when I always tell swimming this class to you, why are you thinking about this breathing? That is the most important thing in the life. Is it not? And you just don't think about it. Very peculiar. I think because it is free. But actually it is not free. You always remember that your life is fixed. Everybody knows about it. The moment you are born. The only thing that is certain is you are going to die. Maybe in generally we put it between about, nowadays between 65 and 75 years, we almost think yes, at any moment liver stops are gone. But why don't you think that that breathing is so important for you? I just can't even understand when I talk about this, that the most important thing for your life is breathing. Without breath, has no life. You want to do this, you want to do this, you want to do that, you do something else. You do so many courses, costly courses. And maybe you are maintaining something, some houses. And those who have much, much money, like the dons, them get money everywhere. But are you know that even the don or the president or Parampuja Gurudev, they have the breath which he can't control themselves. Even the avatar. No doubt in Sitaram, in Ram, Yamuna says you have to die. He has forgotten about it, that's something else. Of course you don't even think about it, but when you see Rama, you remember that he has forgotten about it, that he has to die. That is the real Rama Rajya. The real Rama Rajya is that has forgotten even die. And I think you never think about it, but you are sure to die. Why I am now telling it is, the same law to live, breathing is also the same thing. To get breathing, you have to give breath. Without giving out the breath, how can you get in? But because it is so, seems autonomic. Breathing is autonomic, is it not? So you just don't know it's important. But you think that it is autonomic. Am I right? Autonomic by itself. Autonomy. Am I very clear with this word? Then the others are with only breathing. Did you know that everyone in the world knows sometime what you think is so simple, which does autonomically, regularly, stops. Why? That is the basis of it. And for that only to again the same thing, you have to use some time for it. And then you should know what money, but prana. The difference is, the pranayama is also linked with money and time. And both are equivalent. You see the formula. It's one and the same thing. And all these things, the pranayama, the breathing, the only main reason for that is to get some talent. The real purpose of prana. Why? Meeku prana unnai kada? What is the value of your pranayama if you don't have a talent? Don't you think about it? And then in English, talent also means money. Talent. Do you know your meaning? Talent is also called money in English. It is a talent. Now, the best time of using your time, money and talent, nearly once in a day, it happens today. This is the day when all this can be beautifully utilized. That is very important. In our festivals, especially in the avatar and deities, Punya Tidhi, the day on which they are born. And it also means the day when he died. Both are equally important for an avatar or for you also. It is very, very important for, even Hitler is very important for his birth and for his death. Einstein also the same rule. It is so, so important and you just never think about it. But the best time to really the missing, knowing your breathing is today, because it is the date of a particular deity. See him? That's the man. That is the man today. This is the beauty. Now you understood why I was telling those things. The most beautiful thing about this life, you think very, very important. All of you know the story of his life. They wanted that a asura called Tara. What is the pure? Sweet. The name of the
Tara
means the star. You have your own star. You are misusing a body. Everything which is missing is a rakshasa. Misusing a talent is a rakshasa, as simple as that. Is it not? And who is this one? You. You are born on a tara and you are not using your talents. And whatever talent which you are utilizing, and remember, this time, the prana, you think that you are given from your birth, on the birthday, and you know that you will die on your day of dying. Is it very clear? And that is very, very important you know about it. And don't you know that it is priceless actually? You cannot give anything for them. It is priceless, the real priceless. In both ways. Priceless and a matter then chaptamano, sala kharidendani. And money kanta priceless even there. Can you give any price for it? Can you anyone date? Nine Krishna na Rama could date. Priceless. But that price is given to you on a particular star. I'm able to tell you about your star. Anyone who is born must be born under a star. And many people don't even know that. I think if I ask you anyone, if you know at what time you were born on your star, how many people can tell you out of you? Can you tell? One. You can tell. Next, these two people are not telling, the students. Do you know your star? Born on which star? No, if you don't know it, don't worry. Even I know it and all those people know it, but we are not doing what the stars. And do you know? You are very, very good. People against stars. Stars, film stars. They are stars. Why do you call it star? You never think about it, you accept it. Who are they? They are stars. You accept it. I just don't know many words we are using. I think you just don't know the meaning of the stars you use. They are taras. And because they are stars, they are stars. Why they are living? Even when an avatar comes, nobody comes to such a level, the marks you get for your stars, is it not a fact? The real power of NTR, the star of Nageshwar Rao Akkineni, just come out. Where do you go there? Did you ever think why so many people come to them? Do you think if Samini Amitabh comes here, think? Do you think nobody comes to him? What will happen in Angol? There will be stampede even now. If he just comes, what is he doing for people? Nothing. Do you think they are doing anything for the stars? Except probably they are doing their own money to get their activity. But why that rush? Because of Tara. Star, that is what I wanted to tell you. So you are also having a star. Do you doubt about it? But do you think any other star who are born to the same star is means to you? Do people who are know that they are born to the same star just don't know that they are born to the same star? So the first thing what I want to tell you is, remember your star day every month. Actually not on one same month, it cycles in 27 days. From Ashwini to what is the last? Revati. Then again? Ashwini. 27 days. You know the cycle of it? So you should be very, very clear of your star, and you are a star also. Not only Amitabh Bachchan.
Born star.
A born star. You are much better than Amitabh Bachchan. If you know what to do about it. They are named stars because they are stars. And you just don't know it. But somehow their stars clink with their starhood of this life and they get that power. But you are already born. You are much, much, much better than a star. And I tell about it, and even now I doubt if in every 27 days, if you do your star today, suppose, naturally it will be again 27th day, you will get the same star. That is that link. That is most important for us. Now you understand how you are stars. Because you are born on the stars. And do you know that all stars are born? In some film or something? Doubt about it? But you are stars. On the world, to live like stars, that is what real spiritualism tells us. That is the real point. Only humans can become stars. None else. And because we are all looking like that, we don't know the value of it. But if you think about evolution, if a Brahma puts as a Brahma now, do you know, from crores of years he has to live only that work. The Brahma has to live only for, I don't know, from how crores of years he had to live like a Brahma, that's all. And you do something and something goes wrong, then there are some crore man, Vishnu, to see that Brahma is to be corrected. You know the stories? Are you able to understand the stories I am talking about? Many people are just looking at me. Nike ardham avatalena nen em cheptunnanu. Brahma avaduku udaharana ichadra? Inga vallu edo arhapan chestu unte avadu correct chestadra? Kattadu anamata vallu. Telusindega? One day, 2 hour work. Loneliness. That is their life. That is the only work they have to do. Never ever find that they are interchanging their words. Never heard about it. So devas can do nothing. No evolution for them. If they are born like thing, they live only like that. A rose plant is a rose plant because it is a plant. And always it will be always rose. It can't change. Its colors change now. We have black roses and this with yellow roses. But it is because of you, not because of nature. Nature has not cleared black rose. Do you think? At least you know this much. then are you greater than Brahma, Vishnu, or you? You simply think it. Don't you think that you are greater than Brahma and Vishnu and of course Shiva? They have to do the same thing in the same way with no changes for crores of years. And in one life, in 1, 2, 3 years, the creative flower, rose, which the Brahma could never do in I don't know in how many kalpas. A rose is a rose in the rose. Are you understanding what I am telling you? How great you are. You are not using your greatness, what can we do? So, we are misusing our star-ness. That is what Taraka
Asura.
We are all that. Literally, you are killing your own stomach. Suppose some stardom do something wrong and they get his stardom. Suppose, actually, because it becomes like that only. Then he is no more a star. Then he will be a demon of stars. He is out from the stars. And who are you all? Literally, you are all?
Taraka.
Okay. Now, how to? Don't kill you. What this says, you are a Taraka Asura. You understand the difference? You are not killing. Your negative stardom must be killed. That is your Asura. Understand what is being told? Are you able to understand what I am trying to tell you? The entire divinity never kills anybody. They kill Kamsa. Do you think that Kamsa has finished? Do you know the story? That he was again born as Abhimanyu? If at least you know that much. So Krishna has killed Kamsa. Then what happened? Has become his own friend's son. Is it not? Kamsa? So what happened because of that negative? Who is against his Rakshasa? He became his friend's relative's son. So Taraka, if the Taraka Nasa is killed, what he will become devil. I'm able to understand what I'm trying to tell you. So that is what you have to understand. Nothing is killing anybody. Only the negativeness is removed. But now the problem of the stars is to be killed. Taraka Nasa, I'm talking about stars. How do you kill which star? How star you have to kill? Little problem. Because the definition of killing a negative star makes him a very great star. Am I able to understand? The process, if his negative is removed, then what will happen to the star? He has come down, goes up. Is it not? As I was telling you about Kamsa becoming a human being. So if you want to kill a star who is not correct, he becomes a good star, naturally. When the Taraka Nasa Asura is removed, he will become a great star. That is the day where you can understand it. That is the only day. In other days, you are born in a particular state. Your birth will be only on that day. You want to change it? Change it. You can put it on the, what do you say at your birthday? No, no, my star is not this, you are this. You write it there. But your star will be that. You can't change it. Is it clear? So be very, very clear. On every 27th day, your star comes again. and you just even don't know to use them. You just, at least you don't even say that I am that star. Whether you do it or not or become a star is something else, at least know that. So today, the first thing you have to learn, and this is a process, do you know what we are doing? Why all these sadhanas we are doing? We are doing all these sadhanas. For what? To learn what? They don't know. So please write them why they are doing, they don't know. Put it, the heading, what is it? What is it? Why are you doing all these things? Meek adhe marchipoyaru. Real stars amma meeru. What you have to do all these things? But you have to do, while doing this Brahmavarta Chandra Vrata, is a 1 month course. Naturally, because it is a 1 month course, naturally you will have your own star day in that. Is it not? You can't miss it. In 30 days cycle, in these 27 stars will be there somewhere there, one day. And that is very important. So to become a Tarakasura, Kartikeya has to be killed. Whom? Tarakasura.
Kartikeya.
But we are doing it every day. That is what I am trying to tell you. అప్పుడు ఉన్నాడు పాపం కార్తికేయుడు, మనసు అమ్ముతున్నామండి, చేయకండి కనీసం. ఒరే మేము ఉన్నానురా, మమ్మల్ని చూసుకో అనొచ్చు కదా. సో టుడేస్ ఫస్ట్ పాయింట్ విచ్ హ్యావ్ టు లెర్న్ ఈస్ టు నో యువర్ స్టార్ అండ్ పుట్ ఎ డేట్ ఇన్ ద కమింగ్ మంత్స్ ఫర్ 1 year. On what day? That date of star is coming. Naturally, every month it will be there. No doubt about it. Is it not? Give me that to me so that I will tell you if you forget, forget, I will forgive you. Kshaminsana. That is very, very important. So you should know your star in the coming next month. And why this is so important? Because this month, do you know the name of this month? Magasis. So it is a headlay head path. Rajamathanra in Ella Mani Bhati Denadu. E Magasis and Yoska. And the Gujitana. And the importance in nature. Muttina Yam Padavakana. A star has to be on a royal path. Like this. The real star. We are just telling about your starness. You know? I have proved. But do you know what they told me? I told he is a star. He said, what does he say? We all have stars.
Everybody is born under a star.
But do you know their Magasirsha, Rajpath? They know that also. They say this is Magasirsha. It is, I am talking like a joke, but are you understanding that? Fact I am telling to you. On this month, your star is very, very, very important for the next 12 months. Even Krishna says that he was born in that star. Sweet. Put the shock. For all of us have to have to eat. Yeah, I will have to go on the Magasirsha of the star. That's the importance of that. So you should do it at least from this month. You're on the star, your star day. Natural Kachitangi Tappan Sarga. మీ స్టార్ ఉంటుంది ఈ మంత్లో, ఉంటుందా ఉండదా? ఐ థింక్ బై ఛాన్స్ కెన్ యూ బి నేమ్డ్ జస్ట్ యాజ్ ఇన్ pulling. Your name is mixed from the list. Like that your time, you can't miss it. If you don't want it also, it will be there. It is reversal. So that is the first thing you should know, your star in this month. Naturally, every month they will come, no doubt about it. Because 1 month is about 28 days or so, not exactly 30 days. And stars are in 27. So certainly your star will be in Margasisa also, not only of Krishna. But who knows this, that this star is very important, he becomes a Krishna. That is what is meant by that. He could know about his Margasisa star. Do you know about Krishna's star? But on that star he was born, and he has become a star because he was born in Rohini. And many people are born in Rohini and never become a star, even though they have a star. Correct it. Everyone can become a star. That is what I am trying to tell you. Very clear? Now, when you look about him and his birth, the most important thing is he was born because the Kamadeva was burnt. Yes. Do you know the story? మీకు కథలు తెలియకపోతే చెప్పాల్సి వస్తుంది. తెలిస్తే అడగండి. అంతే తప్ప ఉత్తేనే ఎందుకు? నేను చెప్పింది ఏంటో అర్థమైంది ఇప్పుడు చెప్పింది.